Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network in Columbus and also at LifePoint. We're in a new series called Guardrails, and the main idea of this series is you don't have to choose between the rules and relationship. This week, we are looking at the second command of the Ten Commandments, which is found in Exodus 20 and verses 4 through 6. Here's what it says. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth below, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. People in ancient cultures would regularly form idols that were kind of small, godlike images or sculptures, most of them made from wood, stone, or something similar. Many of these sculptures represented specific deities that they worshipped. Many of these cultures were pantheistic in that they worshipped many gods. They were often used for personal worship or even public worship alike. They were small enough to keep as personal belongings, or they could be set up in public places in town centers for more public worship. And I think this impulse, to create a physical representation of God is really common to all mankind. I mean, we may look at ancient cultures and think, well, they were primitive and they didn't know any better. And, you know, but we really have evolved. But I think this idea is really common to all of us. I think we do this all the time. And I think the temptation for those of us who believe in God is even more real, because God is invisible. We can't see him or touch him or have a conversation with him like we can another human being. Now that wasn't the case for the 30 plus years that Jesus walked the earth. You could touch him and have a conversation with him and see him. But I think the temptation for us who are living in this time in 2021 is for an image, for a physical representation of the real thing. So what's the big deal with this? Why is this so harmful that God would prohibit it? Well, I think for all of human history, this is a very common temptation. The temptation is at the heart of it is to worship the creation rather than the creator. Instead of creation pointing us back to the one who created it, we can be tempted to worship the creation itself. I think that's what's at the heart of this command. We can look around, and instead of looking up to God, and while it may seem primitive and ancient to think about idol worship, we actually do this pretty regularly. Tim Keller, in his book Counterfeit Gods, says that our hearts are actually idol factories, that we produced idols very easily. And that's what the second commandment is all about. And it's not that we do necessarily bad things, or that we even pursue love and worship bad things, although that's part of it. But I think idolatry is really more subtle. We make good things out to be ultimate things. We take things that should be a means to an end, and we make them an end in and of themselves. Money is a really good thing, right? Wealth is good as a tool, but it can be absolutely corrupting as an ultimate thing. We can use it to get what we want and use people along the way. We can sacrifice everything that's important to us to gain it, to keep it, to earn more of it. You might think about relationships. Relationships are a good thing. But when they become ultimate things, that's when they become destructive in our lives. When our relationship with our kids or our spouse go from being good things to ultimate things, we put too much pressure on them to sustain the hope of our hearts. And that will be not only crushing to them, but disappointing to us. And I really think we could go on and on here. But the question is, for us, is what good thing do you find your heart turning into an ultimate thing on a regular basis? The likelihood is that this is an idol for you. And so take a minute and think through God, and maybe ask God, what is it that is an idol of my heart? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. I hope we come back later in the week for more episodes. Lord, we do have lots of idols in our hearts. Many of them we don't always even know about. And so, Lord, would you help us to love the Creator and not just the creation? Yes, help us to enjoy the good gifts that you give us, but Lord, protect us from turning good gifts into ultimate things that corrupt us, and help us find joy in the giver, ultimately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now take a minute and pray, and just be honest with the Lord about what you think could be some idols in your heart.